This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The number of older people living in poverty in the U.S. has increased during the last few years. In America, 4.5 million people subsist on an income of less than $12,000 a year. It turns out many benefits that seniors could tap into to help pay for health care and housing are not being used. Ashley Milne-Tight reports on a campaign that's trying to change that.
Plenty of seniors don't realize how much they're eligible for, and accessing benefits can be a bureaucratic nightmare. Sandy Markwood heads the National Association of Area Agencies on Aging. She says low-income seniors could boost their budgets by almost a third.
$20 billion of benefits that are being left on the table every year unused. This is significant and can really help older adults meet the necessities in their lives.
Her outreach campaign is called You Gave, Now Save. Leonard Kay directs the University of Maine Center on Aging. He says older people in rural areas may forego benefits for other reasons too.
What you find are folks who are extremely proud, have a stiff upper lip mentality, which results in them resisting asking for help. They take pride in their ability to manage on their own.
He says if this campaign encourages people to plan instead of scrambling for help in a crisis, he'll count it a success. I'm Ashley Milne-Tight for Marketplace.